state, lawmakers have recognized the need for affordable child care in the state, so much so that they've made it a part of a joint legislative package negotiated by the governor and House and Senate leaders. House Finance Chair Sylvia Luke says about 20,000 3- to 4-year-olds do not have access to early education opportunities.
Number one, because of finances. Number two, because it's not available in that area. And because of those barriers, 20,000 kids go to kindergarten basically not ready. Part of it was really about providing child care and early learning opportunities for children so that it helps working families go back to work.
But what should be the level of care? Under the current proposal, new classrooms would not necessarily be public schools. These require teachers to hold 4-year degrees in early education. The classrooms could also be daycare centers or private schools. This worries Robin Chun, University of Hawaii's Graduate Early Childhood Programs Director.
Care is built around the assumption of providing basic health and safety, and that's a baseline. But I think we have to ask the question whether that's enough, particularly when you're talking about vulnerable families.
According to the Hawaii State Teachers Association, there are 50 certified early learning teachers in the Department of Education, but very few teach in preschools. Instead, they work in K-12 classrooms because the pay is better, so there's a shortage of preschool instructors. But Luke wonders if the degree requirements for public preschools are hindering expansion of early learning spaces.
That's another discussion we need to have with the stakeholders, whether we should be clearing some of those barriers. I don't think it's right that we put up those barriers and require a 4-year early education degree.
Chun says for families with less resources, teachers with strong knowledge of early childhood development is vital. She'd like to see more investment in growing the early education workforce.
The states that are more successful in both expanding out but maintaining a high level of what happens so that the kids do have good outcomes are the states that have done their homework and put effort into the development of the infrastructure so that programs can sustain over time.
More discussion is expected later this month. Lawmakers will take up a measure to shift early learning from DOE to the Department of Human Services with the aim of expanding affordable childcare. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.